I said this last week that we as a staff, we are really committed and passionate about getting things into your hands to help you in your walk with Christ, to take those next steps. Also in your families and in those you come into contact with. And one of the dangers is, in our research, we can find all sorts of resources that we can throw at you and overwhelm you. But I think we've landed on something that is an invaluable resource that we can put in your hands. And so we are excited today to announce that we have partnered with Right Now Media. And some of you, because I've had conversations already this morning, how many of you noticed an unusual email come into your email on Friday? Yeah, most of you. Okay, here's the second question. How many of you deleted that email? That's good. Well, for those of you who do not know, we've got a couple of screenshots here we'll show you. Right Now Media has been referred to, and I tried to come up with a different way to say this because everybody describes it this way, the Netflix of Christian preaching and teaching. There are literally thousands of videos on here, everything from books of the Bible that you can study through. There's one on there that is a chapter of the Bible, Psalm 119, which if you know anything about that chapter, is almost a book in itself. Family resources, children's resources. There are resources for church boards, financial resources. If you did not get the email or don't know what it looks like, I think I have this up here. I'm trying to remember what order I put these in. We'll get to the email in a second. So there's a little bit of a screenshot of some of the things that are available. There's the Gospel of John, and very familiar names, Tony Evans, Matt Chandler, J.D. Greer, Francis Chan. When we were actually looking at this, we were looking at some of the teen curriculum coming up, and there was Radical, I just lost the other one. Follow Me, yes, by David Platt. Neither one of those are on here, so you're a little disappointed. but a lot of David Platt. And this is just one section. This is the kids section. So if you've ever been on Netflix, you know that there is a kid, you can click on it, and all it shows is kids stuff. This is full of videos and resources. There's a lot of things by, how many of you have heard the name Phil Vischer? Phil Vischer was the creator of VeggieTales. And since he has done VeggieTales, has just expanded and exploded. The first two videos here, What is God's Plan and What is a Christian? Very unique. They are children's studies on a book of the Bible. You don't see that very often. The first one, I believe, is 1 John, and the second one, I believe, is Ephesians, or might be the other way around. VeggieTales, What's in the Bible, which I believe we have the DVD set of that. Thousands and thousands of resources. Now, to the email. Your email should have looked something like this. If you did not get an email, one of three or four things may have happened. One is, we don't have your email address. So, on your connection card, what we want you to do, because we want to put this in the hands of everybody. On your connection card, if you did not receive the email or don't think that we have your email address, put your email address down there in the comments, and you can even mark right now, so that way when we go through those, it'll trip a switch in our minds to make sure that we get an invitation sent out to you. Either that, we don't have your email address, or, and I had one person point this out to me, and I was afraid this was going to happen, some of these emails are going to spam, or going to your junk mail. So you might want to check that. If you don't know how to check that, you can see me. We can look and check into that to see if that might be where it went. And this was not the case, since none of you raised your hand or none of you would admit to it, so none of you deleted it. So you don't have to worry about that. But if for some reason you can't find the email or may have accidentally deleted it, don't worry. There's another one coming. right now is, I don't want to use the word aggressive, but they really want you to sign up for this. So if you got an invitation and didn't sign up, you're going to get another email. And if you don't sign up after that one, you will likely get a third email. I was just looking yesterday afternoon, and I believe we have about 20 or 25 people that have already taken advantage of this. I had a conversation. Somebody started to go through the Psalm 119 study that's on there. But what is this for, and why are we encouraging you to use it? A couple of ways. Number one, this is just incredibly enriching for our lives spiritually. Anything you can think of that is a question that you might have about your faith, about Christianity, about God's responses to finances. Dave Ramsey has some resources on here. There is probably a resource on this for you. Some of them come with discussion sheets so you can go through and even have a guide to take you through it. But that's the first thing. We want you to use it for your own personal spiritual growth. Second, we want to use it, you to use this in your families. The children's section, one thing I did not point out, there's also a series of videos called 5-Minute Family Devotions. The funny thing about it, as I was looking through those, none of those are actually 5 minutes long. So for those of us adults who have short attention spans, they've kept them nice and brief. But I've watched a few of them, and they're phenomenal. So for those of you with school-age children, small children, I know... Every night, it's become a ritual for Anna and I. We watch an episode of Mr. Rogers. We watch an episode of Sesame Street or whatever she's in the mood to watch that night. And those are good, and those are but I'm excited because now we've got this. And we've been watching What's in the Bible, and she'll say, Daddy, can we watch the puppets? And she's enthralled by these puppets that are telling the story of Scripture. She may only be almost 3 years old. I'm reminding myself how old my child is actually going to be. But I know she's being captured by the gospel through these videos. So I encourage you to use that in your families. Also, we all know people. We all have circles that we operate in. We all have spheres of influence. And another way we encourage you to use these is in those relationships. You know, you're a married couple, you have some married friends. There are marriage resources on here that are second to none. Why don't you come over? You know, we've just found this video series on marriage. We'd like you to come over and have dinner with us. And you know, you got a friend you know struggling financially. Hey, can I get this in your hands? Can I? And you can send them an invite and they can sign up. They can watch it. You can use it. So there's all sorts of ways that you can use these, and we are really encouraging you, take advantage of this. We're able to offer this, and this is all I will say, God has just been very generous to us. This is something that Mark and I had been praying about and looking at, and just out of the blue, God provided. And without anybody else knowing that this is what we were looking at, it's funny how God... We were just talking in the community hour today about how God supplies provision even when we don't deserve it, when we don't expect it. It just seems to be there. And so we took this as really a sign that God's saying, yes, move ahead on this. So what's the next step? Well, if you have the email, you can click on the link and go and sign up. I know there were a couple people who were having some issues with that. So here's what we're offering. If you need any kind of technical assistance finding the email, knowing how to sign up, knowing how to access it, you can see me. We're putting together a team of a few people that will help out with that because we want to do everything we can to make sure that you can access this. So when you leave here this morning, we're going to hand you a sheet, and I want to make sure that you all get one of these. I printed out 150, and I know... We're not any more than that today. So this is just some starter information on what right now is all about. And also, just a few things on the back. Who is this for? You. This is who this is for. The only requirement is that you have a valid email address. How can I access Right Now Media? That's a good question. All of these devices up here, if you have an Apple TV, if you have an Android phone, if you have a Roku, a computer, iPhone, iPad, Fire TV, Chromecast, or you can go to rightnowmedia.org, which is just their website. There are channels, and they don't list this, but there may be some smart TVs that have a Roku, especially if it's a Roku TV. I know some of you, this is sounding like Greek. But if you have one of those, there is likely a Right Now Media channel on there. You can access it through pretty much any electronic device that will connect to the internet. Does it cost anything? No. Not to you. This is our gift to you as a church. Should I really use this? Do I have to answer that question? Yes, you should use this. And what if I need help? Like I said, you can see me. You can even email me, matt@peorianazarene.com. But we are very, very excited about this resource. I have been digging into it, and I have not even begun to discover all of the things that are available. And every time I log in and search through things, I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was on here. Oh, I didn't know this was on here. Oh, I didn't know this was on here. And so we are very excited to be able to offer this to you. Again, if you did not get the email, write your email address down on your connection card, and just mark right now. You can just write right now on there. That way we know. Also, if you think you got the email but you don't know where it went, you can see me. We can try to figure that out for you. That's not an issue. But we want to make sure that everybody who can accesses this and uses this. So we're very excited about that.